Here's the essential summary for 10 housing policies that created Boston segregation and why they're still legal. The bottom line, 10 housing policies created greater Boston segregation and remain legal today. Redlining maps, 1930s, minimum lot sizes, 1968, 1975, big down zone, single-family only zoning, exclusionary building codes, restrictive covenants, until 1968, urban renewal, 1950s, 1970s, highway construction, 1950s, 1960s, public housing location, 1940s, 1960s, school district boundaries, 1970s present, and MBTA Communities Act resistance, 2024 present. Understanding this history helps buyers recognize which towns maintain exclusion by design versus genuine integration efforts. Who needs this? Homebuyers evaluating greater Boston towns, families seeking diverse communities, anyone wondering why progressive towns remain segregated, buyers choosing between excellent school districts, people trying to understand the MBTA Communities Act resistance. Key insights. Number one, redlining maps, 1930s, created racial boundaries that persist today. Number two, minimum lot sizes, 1968, 1975, big down zone, require 2M+ entry fees. Number three, single-family-only zoning prevents affordable housing development. Number four, exclusionary building codes, setbacks, height limits, reduced density. Number five, restrictive covenants were legal until 1968, Fair Housing Act. Number six, urban renewal, 1950s, 1970s, displaced black communities. Number seven, highway construction, 1950s, 1960s, destroyed black neighborhoods. Number eight, public housing location, 1940s, 1960s, concentrated poverty. Number nine, school district boundaries, 1970s present, maintain segregation. Number 10, MBTA Communities Act resistance, 2024 present, reveals exclusionary intent. What to do next? Use our Town Finder to identify communities that balance school quality with genuine diversity. Research your target town's zoning history and MBTA Communities Act compliance. Understand that excellent schools often come with exclusionary costs. Compare towns that embraced, not just complied with, the MBTA Act.